Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 24, Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 through 14. The Word of the Lord. Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." I wore a necklace with a cross on it when I played high school basketball to show I followed Jesus. The rules changed my sophomore year, and jewelry was no longer allowed. So I attached the chain to my bra and wore it hidden under my jersey. Unseen by others, and yet a reminder to me. I choose now to show my faith through my lifestyle rather than outward tokens and symbols. But the necklace was a sign in those years. God gave Abraham the physical sign of circumcision to show they belonged to God. Abraham was to initiate this sign for himself and all his male descendants. The sign reminded them who they followed, though it was not seen by the world. Circumcision reminded them to live faithfully for their faithful God. Faithfulness is a sign of belonging to God. How is faithfulness marking your life? What new work in your heart can you celebrate as an unseen reminder of belonging to God? Creator, I belong to you and desire to live faithfully. Strengthen me to live out what you are working into my heart. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.